Sound Thieves by Emily Conbert.
All right. Let's get you all tucked in now. Teeth brushed? Very good. Now, this is the story of a little boy named Oliver who never, ever smiled. Like, he was kind of an asshole, and he was only 5 years old. But it wasn't his fault. No, it wasn't. So listen closely. Snuggle in. Grandma's gonna tell you a bedtime story. When it began, the sound thieves were just cutting off sound, stealing it from the rhythms and souls of musicians. Then they stole the voices of real people. The sound thieves started stealing emotions.
That's what happened to you, Oliver.
Thanks for the insult.
Then the sound thieves started to steal it all. The sound of the ocean, the glow of a cheek, or a person's ability to hope. No one knew if the sound thieves were the government, or a bunch of bandits, or scientists working towards PhDs.
Oliver! Ginny, let's go. The zoo opens at 9.
I can't go.
I've saved for years for your ticket.
I can't.
You will.
I won't.
You have to.
I don't.
Stop.
Don't be a sound thief. Don't cut me off.
Don't be selfish. I'm buying your ticket to the zoo.
Ginny and Gloria were sisters.
I can't go. I'm off to Pike Place Market.
For what? Your spiced tea and Beecher's cheese can shove it. I can see what I've come to mean to you after all these years. Oliver, no more smashing plates.
It's a form of expression, Mother.
Jesus, so morose.
Any child with no smile would be.
Go to the zoo without me, Gloria. Put the money for my ticket towards Oliver's therapy fund.
The zoo will be terrible without you.
It's terrible already since the sound thieves got to it. Silent zoos are so depressing.
Well, what's so interesting down at the market, anyway?
There's a man who says he sells the stolen sounds. He's a middleman for the sound thieves.
And you want your husband's voice back?
I wouldn't get the whole voice, but I heard he has snippets and parcels of prior conversations and little bits of secrets and dirty talks.
And what about animal sounds?
And I want my husband's song back, the one he used to sing at midnight with his band outside my window.
What were they called?
The Wet Daydreams.
That's right, classic. Classic.
And I have saved and I've sold, and Johnson doesn't know a thing about it. I sold our couch and my shoes and Henry's wallet with cash in it and our house.
You really want to hear his voice?
I am sick of him talking with bells. If I hear another bell...
You'll wring his neck?
I am so fucking sick of bells.
At least your husband smiles at you, Oliver.
Look, I gotta go.
I'm coming with you. Oliver, get your mittens. We're off to the market.
How can I when I'm so downtrodden? Leave me alone.
Mommy, is this where they throw the fish?
I think that's him.
So inconspicuous.
Don't screw this up, Gloria.
How could you say
that? You have the tendency.
I have not.
Just don't fuck it up. That is all.
That's all?
I could say more, but I won't.
This market is a mockery.
Oliver, you're way too young to be so judgmental.
Just take my corpse away, Mother.
Let's go approach him. Ready, Ginny?
I'm ready. Hello, sir.
Come in, come in. I got silver rings, copper brooches, pearl headbands.
We didn't come here for jewelry, sir.
Oh?
I've come for sounds. My sister, too.
Get in here! Now, nobody says a word out of line. You didn't see me? You don't know me. You think you know me? You're wrong. You don't know me. Nobody knows me.
You have a name tag on. Is that your name, Barry?
No! You didn't see that! And no cops.
No cops.
What about her?
Yeah, sure, no cops.
I don't trust you.
Why not?
I never trust a beautiful woman.
Not always beautiful.
Yeah, what about the boy?
What about him?
If he says a word, I'll track him down and give him a taste of my mind. You hear that, son? I'll track you down
I'd rather murder 5 dogs than give you the time of day.
He didn't mean that.
Listen, Barry.
No!
I'm hoping, desperately hoping, that you have the sound of my husband's voice.
Who's your husband?
Nickname was Johnson.
Harry Johnson?
I don't think so.
Long Johnson?
No. Do you have the sounds of the band, The Wet Daydreams?
Of course I do. The Wet Daydreams are classic.
Johnson! He's my husband. He doesn't associate with them as much now. The band drifted after he lost his voice. But he was the lead singer.
Yeah, I got it here. It's got guitar, drums, Johnson's voice, all right, and the triangle.
I'd love it. I'd love to buy it. Oh, to hear that song again. How much is it?
Well, I'll take 100.
I only have 50.
Perfect. I'm only selling half the song.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Just this brown little box here?
The sound's in the box. Just turn the dial. It only works one time, so use it wisely.
It's not labeled.
Thieves don't use labels.
Thank you, sir.
Wait, I'd like to buy something, too.
But you don't have
any... I'd like to buy some zoo sounds, please. Whatever you've got.
But Gloria...
What do you have for sounds at the zoo?
Well, now I got individual animals or a cacophony.
How much is the difference between the individual or the cacophony?
Individual zoo animals are 25. A cacophony is 50.
I only got $20.
Prices are prices.
I can also throw in Ginny's extra zoo ticket money.
That still doesn't add up to 50.
And I've got my dignity.
I don't know what that means.
I'll give you my dignity, sir.
Oh, you don't say.
In the back room, real fast, if you want me to. Fast and discreet, and then us sisters will just be leaving with our little boxes of sound.
Fast and discreet.
That's right.
Let's go.
Hee-haw.
Gloria was acting badly. That wasn't appropriate of Gloria.
Why can't someone steal their voices?
Oliver, can't you stop sniffling?
How can you expect me to stop crying? I'm abandoned as an infant by my only hero, left with a mother who sulks and scorns and either dismisses me or smothers me, yet she's all I have. And now she gives away all we've got, all either of us got, her dignity. It isn't right. I shan't be able to smile ever or experience an instant of joy. I'm doomed to pity in dark days.
Oh, Ollie. Your mother loves you, and so does your aunt.
My heart is too cold to accept your warmth.
Shh, here she comes.
Fast and discreet. Let's go. Get the boxes and let's go.
What happened?
We were in the middle of it.
Gross.
And the sound thieves stole them. They stole them right out of my...
Are they still here?
Make a run for it. Lord.
I didn't know I could still run.
I didn't know I could leap through barbed wire like that.
Pity how you trampled our neighbor's lawn, Mother.
All right, then. Let's part here.
We're off to the zoo.
And I'm off to find my husband. Wait, which box is which?
Huh?
Which box is my husband's song, and which box is the sounds of the zoo?
Oh, fuck. I'll take this one.
You sure that's the right one?
I'm sure of it.
Tickets, please.
Here you go.
Through the gate, then. Over there.
So silent. All the animals just look up in deadpan. Can your sounds in the box cheer them up?
I don't know.
I believe in you, Oliver. This is your gift.
All right, then.
Pick your favorite animal.
The red panda, I suppose.
Excellent. Hello, panda. Now give him the box, Oliver, and see if he winds it and if he can bring back the sounds to the zoo.
Just hand it to him through the bars?
Yes. There. Good job.
Look, he's winding up the box.
Under the moon. The look in your eyes falls from the window, darling.
gonna kill me. Look, Mom, he's beckoning the zookeeper over. He's got a microphone. Panda's got a microphone. That tiger's got a guitar. And the monkeys are playing the drums.
The side of your head.
I sold everything. But the surprise I have for you is priceless. Johnson, this box, there's something magical in it. Mm-hmm. Something that will remind you of us as teenagers. A moonlit night, your band singing, falling in love. It's your voice. Go on now, listen to it. Just turn that dial there. Up. And I spent everything, Johnson. I spent everything we had.
I spent everything, Oliver. Everything we had.
The sight of your smile makes my heart race. And when we are dancing, wet daydreams, wet day.
I'm happier than I have ever been, Mother. I'm positively elated.
That is wonderful, darling. So, so wonderful. I wouldn't give up your smile for the world. And I hope one day that Ginny forgives me. I'm sure she will when she sees your beaming little face.
I'm so sorry, Johnson. I love you. And that's all there is to it.
And so you see, grandson, that is the story of little Oliver and the Sound Thieves, and how one day his mama gave him his smile back. And you must always hold deeply close to you those things you take for granted, because one day the Sound Thieves could stop by your crib, little darling, and take your voice or your thoughts or your grandma away. All right. Good night, then. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bug.
This episode of Sandbox Radio was sponsored in part by the Sandbox Artists Collective and a grant from 4Culture. It was recorded on July 23, 2012 at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial contributions of listeners like you. To make a donation or to access our podcast archive, visit us online at thesandboxac.org.